morning and good coffee, everybody. Hey, it's time for some morning coffee with Larry, and I'm glad that you are here joining with me today for a nice hot cup of joe. And hopefully some good conversation. It is April Fool's Day, April 4th, 2024. And it is, oh goodness, 5:54 in the morning. I am here with our guest today, our puppy dog Ginger. Say hi to everybody, Ginger. Aw, she's being shy. She just wants to repeatedly lick my hand. Anyway, glad that you are here joining with me today. I hope you had a great Easter weekend, a meaningful Easter weekend. Had a very good time at church on Sunday, and then spent the evening at our daughter Steffi's house and had a great dinner and a fun game, and it was a good time. So very thankful for many things. So anyway, my wife had forwarded to me a little ditty that she had come across. Now let me try to find it. There it is. And here it is. And I read it and I thought, that's kind of interesting. And I read it a couple more times and I started getting a different take on it. So I thought I would share it with you. It's called Three Types of People in Your Life. And it defines these three types by names: the leaf people, the branch people, and the root people. Okay, leaf, branch, and root. I think we've got a tree metaphor going on. So what it says about leaf people: these are people who come into your life just for a season. You can't depend on them because they are weak. They only come to take what they want, but if the wind comes, they will leave. You need to be careful of these people because they love you when things are okay, but when the wind comes, they will leave you. Okay. The second group are branch people. It says they are strong, but you need to be careful with them too. They break away when life becomes tough and they can't handle too much weight. They may stay with you in some seasons, but they will go when it becomes harder. Okay, I can see some of that as well. Root people. It's the third one. Biggest impact here, right? These people are very important because they don't do things to be seen. They are supportive even if you go through a difficult time. They are supportive even if you go through a difficult time. They will water you and they are not moved by your position. They just love you like that. Then it says, it's not all people you meet or are your it's not all people you meet are your friends that will stay with you. Only the root type of people will stay no matter the season. Now, I like that, but the more I thought about it, it's like, you know what? There's something more to this that I don't know if we're seeing. The focus here is on three types of people. One type of people that come into your life briefly, and it sounds like just to use you. You can't depend on them because they're weak. So if people come into your life on a short-term basis, it's because they're weak? And only when they only come to take what they want, but if the wind comes, they will leave. That's kind of interesting. And the branch people, they're strong, but you need to be careful with them too. They break away when life becomes tough and they can't handle too much weight. They may stay with you for in some seasons, but they will go when it becomes harder. Okay. Again, I see that, but there's something also to be seen. And these root people, these people are very important because they don't do things to be seen. They are supportive even if you go through a difficult time. They will water you and they are not moved by your position. They just love you like that. You know, the other thing that started jumping out to me was the idea that is the focus that we see here on these three types of people. But what about the person who's giving, I guess you could say, giving this advice, giving this take? What about that person? Because what I'm seeing here is a pattern that I saw in a lot of people that I did counseling with. People who were pretty needy. People who had been, who were injured, who were not, trying to pick a right word here, but they were hurting. And it wasn't just a short-term hurting. It was, to me, it's kind of describing a person here who has long-term hurts that are not healed. People that are not able to really stand on their own. And one of the things that I found is people who are kind of like a two-legged table instead of a three-legged table, not pointing fault or blame or anything, just from their circumstances, they're not whole. They're not, you know, strong and stable themselves. And what I find is, time and time again, they attract people who exploit them. And you know, if you're a person who exploits others, you don't look for strong people, do you? You look for weak people. You look for damaged people because you can control them. And I think that's kind of what this person who wrote this may be seeing. That there's some people that come in, swooping in to use, abuse, and take, and then they disappear. So what it kind of tells me is the person, you know, who wrote this, or people who, you know, strongly identify with this, they see some people that come in, they take from them, and they disappear. And it has maybe more to do with how well does a person screen the people in their lives. Same way with the branch one. They're strong, but they break away when life becomes tough and they can't handle too much weight. Well, what is the weight that we're putting on these people that would drive them away? Sometimes if we are severely broken, if we're needing healing and we're not getting the right kind of healing, then some people may be strong, but if we lean on them too hard in an out of balance way, they do break and break away. And the root people. Now, I like the idea of root people. They're the people who are long-term stable, and there's, you know, that a lot of times that's family or long-term friends. You know, people that we see almost like brothers and sisters of a different mother, you know, that concept. But the last thing that, you know, it said here, they're supportive even if you go through a difficult time. They will water you and they are not moved by your position. They just love you that way. And so these are folks that, yeah, they are committed. But are they committed in a way to help you heal? Or are they there, but they, you know, they're not overly invested in you because the complications that sometimes happen if we're broken and we're not effectively healing. So there's this other take that, you know, in kind of looking at leaf people, branch people, and root people. Now, let me put a different twist on this. Let me throw another thought for you to think about. What happens if we are pretty stable? I'm not saying perfect. I haven't met the perfect, you know, human around here. I've met a lot of broken people, and I've seen a lot of people heal. And some people, sadly, they get invested in their unhealedness, their dysfunction, and it's hard for them to recover from things. But let's say you've got somebody who's relatively stable. I think leaf people, branch people, and root people applies, but maybe in a different way. So when I think of leaf people, these are people who come into your life just for a season. I agree with that because we live in a very mobile society. We live in a society that is quick, is fast, is changing. We live in a society where there's going to be some people who come into our lives just for a season. And frankly, I think sometimes God brings people into our lives just for a season for various reasons. Maybe it's something that we share with them. Maybe it's something they share with us. Maybe it's, you know, a breath of fresh air. You know, you get a neighbor, you live in an apartment and somebody moves into an apartment next to you. And you're in sync. They're fun. You're able to do, you know, you get together for meals or you go for walks. You do those things. But then that person's job changes and they move on. That doesn't mean that they were exploiting you. They shared in your life for a time, but it was just for a brief time. And there's a lot of stuff that way. There's a lot of things in our life that is just brief. And I think, again, a lot of that ties in with we have a very mobile society. So enjoy leaf people, but also make sure your expectations are reasonable. You know, if somebody is able to, it's kind of like volunteers in organizations. Some people are highly committed to the organization and they are, you know, deeply committed. But other people, they want to help out, but their level of commitment is not the same. And that's okay. You know, they want to help out, they enjoy it, but it may be for a short time or for a limited way. In the same way with people that come into our lives for brief periods of time. Then there's branch people. These ones are stronger, or maybe they last longer. Maybe they're there for quite a while. And if you need different things or if they need things, then you're there for each other. You're a little bit more involved in their lives and you know, things are a little bit more intertwined in a good way. But there is this boundary of respect also. If you're a kid climbing into a tree, and I did a lot of that as a kid. We had, at a house where I grew up, there were two trees in the front yard that were just great for climbing. One I could pull myself up into. The other I had to kind of put a ladder up to it because the first branch was a little bit higher than what I could get. But you know what I learned, and all my friends learned that climbed in trees? Don't go out on too weak of a limb. Don't put too much weight on it because it will break. Now, there are some limbs we could literally jump on. It wasn't going to break. But we had respect for what our weight was and the size of a branch. the angle of a branch, you know, those different factors. So branch people, yeah, they're good, they're strong, but like anything, you know, they can be used or abused even by us. So, you know, we take into account these are ones that are longer lasting. They're around us more. But like everything, they have limits. The root people, these are people who they're there for the very, very long haul. They're probably most likely family members or deep friendships. And they stay in our lives sometimes for our entire lives. Now, there's a need to be, respectful of boundaries, even with these folks, because anybody can have too much weight put on them. And sometimes I've seen these root people, basically almost become part of your family. They're very, very involved, and that's okay because they're deeply planted. Maybe they're planted because, you know, your family's owned land and they were, you know, the next door neighbors, and, you know, it's that kind of almost intergenerational involvement. Or maybe it's, you know, somebody from your church, or, you know, that you've grown up with and you stay with. You know, there can be a variety of different reasons why, you know, people are stable and people are deep-rooted people. But that doesn't mean that they don't change regardless of the weight that we put on them. You know, if we have a good balanced relationship, these are priceless relationships. But also, if we are not healthy ourselves on a long-term basis, because they'll be there. They will put in the extra effort when things happen, unfortunate things happen in our lives. But if we don't take responsibility for our own healing and our own health, mental health I'm talking about, then the relationship may change. They may still always be there, but they may put up more firm boundaries. They may put up more firm boundaries. These are also people that if the relationship is good and balanced, they will tell you when you're screwing up. They will tell you what you need to hear, not just what your itching ears want to hear. But if we push too hard, we can push them into more of a passive approach, more of a passive relationship, because it's out of balance. Again, think of it maybe with this analogy. I don't know if it happens, if it's really that common on the playgrounds today, because we have to wrap our kids in bubble wrap several layers before we let them go to a playground. But there used to be this thing called a teeter-totter, a seesaw. And, you know what that is. You have, if you have two equally weighted kids, one on each side, each end of it, they can teeter-totter back and forth and have a lot of fun. And then sometimes you've got a person who, you know, maybe a kid that's maybe older, so they're bigger, and their weight is more, and it's not in balance, and it's not as much fun trying to do the teeter-totter when the person that is heavier has to push off more and the other side never touches the ground. Of course, sometimes kids like that because if the heavier one hits the ground hard, the other one bounces up in the air a little bit. And in those kind of cases, if you've got a larger kid and an older kid on one end, and you got a bunch of little kids, you can have like four or five little kids on the other side of the teeter-totter to make it balance out. And it makes for fun photos and fun memories doing that. But, you know, sometimes that's what happens if we are hurting so much and not getting healed, if we try to put too high of expectations on the other person, and we're not pushing up with our own legs, it doesn't work. And I'm not saying that as a sign of fault, but sometimes then we need more people on the other side to help us, to help balance things a little bit better. But we also have to really work at healing. We have to really work at healing. That's, I guess, the theme that comes to me when I think about my version of leaf people, branch people and root people. Is, you know, we need to be in a healthy way, or we start misinterpreting other people, or we push them away. You know, life is rough. Life has some big challenges. There's death, there's unemployment, there's injury, there's illness, there's disability, there's frustration, there's anger, there's sin. There's all kinds of things that can get us out of balance. But we have to find ways and work with people in ways to make ourselves as balanced and healthy as we can. So one, we don't attract unhealthy people who want to take advantage of us, and we can accurately see and enjoy all the relationships we have, whether they're short-term, medium-term, or long-term relationships. So anyway, that's a little something that my wife shared with me, and it really made me start pondering and thinking. And I hope that, you know, what I said here at, you know, just a little bit before 6 o'clock in the morning when I started makes sense, because I hadn't been up very long and the coffee was still very hot. So anyway, I hope you have had a great month of March, and that you are planning on a great month of April. If you are anywhere near totality on April 8th, I hope you take advantage and enjoy seeing this eclipse coming through. We live just a little ways away, and our plans are to go to a friend's house who is closer to the center of totality. I saw the first eclipse back in, 2017? Yeah. And went down to Southern Illinois with my son Aaron, and it was absolutely amazing. I had never experienced totality before. And it is, if you've never done it, it is amazing. And if you have the opportunity to visit the path of totality, do it. There's an app. What is the name of it? Let me see if I can find it and not goof up the recording here. But it gives you a lot of really neat information. It's designed that you use the app during the eclipse. Okay, I think this is it. Yes, it is called the Eclipse app. And my son Aaron, he had this on his phone 7 years ago. And it is really neat because it uses the GPS of your phone to find out exactly where you are. So it can tell you exactly, you know, how many minutes and how many seconds. It prompts you to certain things to look for and experience during totality. And it's either free or it's like a dollar. If you're going to be in totality, get this app. It is really neat. My disclaimer is, I don't have any connection with these people other than I think it's a fantastic product and I would encourage you to use it. Enjoy it. It's pretty amazing. And I would say, if you're using the app, have somebody else with their cell phone camera videotaping it, because it is just cool. And if you're around other people, being able to go back and hear their reactions and hear your reactions is pretty neat. Pretty neat. So anyway, that's coming up on the 8th, and I hope you have a great day, a great rest of your week. I'm not sure exactly when the next podcast is coming out because I've been having trouble doing this consistently. Just a lot of morning activities going on. So anyway, you have a great one. Make the most of it. We'll catch you next time. Take care and God bless.